This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Food and dietary supplements products discussed on this program are intended to contribute to the daily diet and overall health and are not intended for the use in the prevention, treatment, mitigation, or cure of any disease or health-related condition. Individuals that have or suspect they have illness or wish to commence a diet or exercise program should consult an appropriately licensed healthcare practitioner for medical history evaluation, diagnosis, treatment, and health recommendations.
And welcome to Let's Play Doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, your host, a veterinarian and physician. And I'm here for kids and baby boomers and seniors who don't want to die at 75.5 like their parents and grandparents. I'm here for kids and baby boomers and seniors who don't want to be sick and miserable for the last 15 to 20 years of their life like their parents and grandparents. I did achieve the rank of Lieutenant Colonel in the Air Force. A lot of people say I treat them like dogs, but they do seem to get better. Now, if you have a personal health challenge you want to ask about, if you have a health challenge of a friend, a loved one, a workmate, or if you want to talk about medical politics or the home-based business opportunity, give us a call toll-free, 1-877-912-PLAY. That's toll-free, 1-877-912-7529.
The pandemic thing is spiking all over the place. The virus must have heard that there's the vaccine coming. And, of course, what have we gotten for washing our hands and, you know, doing the hand sanitizers and wearing a face mask and social distancing for 6 feet for a year and a half? We're 24 million infections in the United States alone. 24 million infections were one-fourth of the world population of infections. America is one-fourth. We have 403 dead. Our cemetery, our national cemetery, where we have all our war dead from the Revolutionary War, the War of 1812, the Civil War, First World War, Second World War, the Korean War, okay, and also all the other wars we've been in. We have 400,000 dead in our national cemetery in D.C., in Arlington, and here we have 403,000 dead from pandemic virus because we've been washing our hands, social distancing, and wearing a mask. Now, there's nothing wrong with that. We had a lot of clues that said there's more to it than that, okay? And so we were only given about 2% of the information we needed to survive this thing. I want you to get a hold of the book and the CD, Hell's Kitchen. The CD came out in 2003. The book came out in 2005. Our problems with these pandemics started in Bible days, of course, and every year there'd be a plague or something like that, but it wouldn't last as long and there weren't as many people killed. And that's because we were using wood for fuel and everybody put the wood ashes in their gardens and we had murals coming in and they didn't know it, but that's what was going on. Well, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, Monday, September 4th, 1882, on Pearl Street in New York City, in the bluff overlooking the construction of the Brooklyn Bridge, Thomas Edison, Jonathan Lee pulled the switch on the first commercial electric generating plant. And within, 10, 15, 20 years, we had 20 to 40 new diseases all over the world that nobody had ever seen before. And because it was the blossoming of the time of genetics, the new science of genetics, doctors thought all these new diseases were genetic. No, they're all just nutritional deficiency diseases because everybody, at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, Monday, September 4th, 1882, on Pearl Street, New York City, in the bluff overlooking the construction of Brooklyn Bridge, started with electricity, and they gave up wood ashes. And wood is fuel in their stoves and fireplaces and so forth. No more minerals, no more immune system. And the second clue, of course, this is all in the book in the CD, Hell's Kitchen. It's in the CD, Red Warning Lights, goes into all the pre-existing conditions, which are nutritional deficiencies, which tell you your bone marrow is dead, okay, and you can't defend yourself. That's why we're going to have a highly, remember, you heard it from me, we're going to have a highly variable response to the vaccinations and middle-aged people and seniors. Kids who've only been eating gluten for 3, 5, 8, 10 years will have a pretty predictable response to the vaccines. But when you get to be 50 years old and above, depending on if you're an Asian, you're going to have a good response because you're eating rice. But if you're an Italian, you're going to have a bad response because you're eating gluten and your bone marrow will be dead because you can't absorb nutrients. So let's look at the Italians here. You have 67 million people, and they compare them with Thailand with 67 million people. The people in the UK, we're talking about England, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the, give it to me.
Wales.
Wales. I cannot even remember Wales there. Okay. they together have 67 million people, kind of like Thailand, 67 million people. And in the UK, they have 3.5 million infections and 91,000 dead. 91,000 dead. Okay, more than double of what's in Arlington Cemetery. And then you look at Thailand with the same population. They have 71 dead. Is 71 less than 91,000? Yeah. They have 12,000 infections. Is that less than 3.5 million? Yeah. Okay. What's the difference? Well, the Thais are eating rice and sweet potatoes. Now, let's look again. The Ojibwe Indians, they have 360,000 population in their main reservation. They have 27 infections as of and zero dead. The Navajos in Arizona, their main reservation, have 340,000 people, very close. They have 9,000 dead. Is 9,000 dead more than zero? Yeah. What about 26,000 infections? Is that more than 27? Yeah. Okay, so what's the difference? Well, the Navajos live on wheat, flatbread, fry bread, bannocka, it's called. Okay, bannocka, or bannock, maybe bannock. Some people don't add the A to it. Whereas you look at the Ojibwe, they've been eating wild rice up in the Great Lakes area of northern Minnesota for over 400 years. Their immune systems are perfect.
You're listening to the Let's Play Doctor Show, where there are alternatives to drugs, doctors, and surgery. To speak to Dr. Joel Wallach, call 1-877-912-PLAY, 1-877-912-7529.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We serve millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We're back with Let's Play Doctor on the Lamar Radio Network. Dr. Joel Wallach here for Youngevity, 95 Crusade. We do have lines open. Give us a call toll-free, 1-877-912-PLAGUE. And that's toll-free, 1-877-912-7529. You get a hold of me to get a hold of the books and CDs and DVDs, www.drjwallach.com, www.drjwallach.com. I'm going to give you two more comparisons, and then we'll go to callers. But I think you get the idea here. Both Hong Kong and Arizona have the same population, about 7.5 million. And Hong Kong, an Asian country living on rice and corn and beans and things, and seaweed and stuff like that, has 9,800 infections. 9,800 infections from the pandemic virus. 166 dead. 166 dead. Arizona, same population, has 685,000. 170,000 more. 170,000. No, 670,000 more. Okay, infections than Hong Kong has, and 11,000 dead. There's 11,000 more than 166. Oh my gosh. Okay, let's compare Florida with Taiwan. They both have about 22 million people, Florida and Taiwan. Taiwan has 870 infections and 7 dead. 870 infections of the pandemic virus and 7 dead. Florida, same population, has 1.6 million infections and 25,000 dead. Is 25,000 dead more than 7 dead? Is 1.6 million infections more than 870? What's going on there? Well, half the population of Florida is a mix of Latinos and black people. And they live on wheat, barley, rye, and oats. And in Taiwan, they're Asians, and they live on rice and sweet potatoes. So I urge you to follow what the Ojibwe Indians have done for 400 years in the Upper Great Lakes area of Minnesota. They only have 27 infections and 0 dead. They've been eating rice. They've been eating rice, okay, for 400 years. Wild rice. No wheat, barley, rye, or oats. There you go. And you'll add 25 to 50 healthy years to your life. If you do get the pandemic virus, you know, you'll be a survivor. But if you do everything bad, your immune system's dead, your intestines are dead, it ain't going to be good, as they say in France. Okay. All right, let's see here. Chuck, let's start out in Maine with our friend Linda. Linda, you're on the air. How can we help you?
Hi, Dr. Wallach. My brother, he's 5'10". 158 pounds, and he's 65. He's on your good program already for other ailments, but I just found out he's got cerebral palsy.
Okay, well, cerebral palsy is something that people are born with. That's been diagnosed.
Yes, sir.
And was he diagnosed with this when he was born, or is he just diagnosed at
65? Yes, sir. Yes, he had problems with his feet, and they had to do physical therapy.
Yeah. Okay. Well, so when the kid's born with cerebral palsy, mama was missing stuff when the brain was forming. And so the cerebellum, the part of the brain that deals with motor functions of the legs and so forth, are reduced in numbers of cells, the amount of cells there, the connections and everything's not there, and that's called cerebral palsy. The babies are born that way. So, you know, you can overcome cerebral palsy. It's not a fatal thing. It's a disability, but you can compensate for that. Well, obviously, he's compensated for it because he's 65 years old, but he was born with it. So, again, I would definitely throw in 3 eggs twice a day with the soft yolks. He's got to take the de-stress capsules, 3 of those twice a day. I'd have him take our Synapse, okay, our Synaptive, take 3 of those twice a day. It'll give the brain cells what they need to make the biochemistry so they can talk to each other. And then, don't forget, he could have osteoporosis of the skull at his age, contributing to this. And so he also needs an MSM, 3 of those twice a day. He needs his Glucogel, 3 times a day. I'd give him the ProJoint FX also, 3 of those twice a day. And don't forget, his body weight, 158 pounds. He needs 2 healthy brain and heart packs per month. And don't forget the vitamin D3, especially up in Maine. He needs vitamin D3 so he can absorb all this stuff. And then it doesn't hurt on his joints that are stiff or, you know, less than normal mobility. He can use the CM cream and trauma oil, the Soothe from our Hemp FX division and trauma oil, and, you know, kind of relieve inflammation and so forth. But he's got all these issues. Don't forget, he needs the colloidal silver. He needs the hand sanitizers. And I'm going to get in line and get the vaccination. Okay, the vaccines won't kill you. But people who eat the bad foods, and people who don't take the 90 essential nutrients are going to have you heard it from me, they're going to have a highly variable response to people say, well, I don't know why Frank died, you know, 3 months ago he got the vaccine. Well, that's because he wasn't taking the nutrition and he was still eating gluten. Okay? So his bone marrow is still dead. Whereas 3-year-olds, 10-year-olds, and this is why the doctors say, oh, we're going to vaccinate the people over 65 first or over 75 first. Why is that? Because the 3-year-olds and 5-year-olds, when they get the pandemic virus, they get common cold-like symptoms for 3 to 5 days. Their body temperature goes up half a degree from 98.6 to 99. And in 3 or 4 or 5 days' time, they're perfectly normal. Plus, they have the antibodies against the virus. So why is it that a 3- and 5-year-old only get common cold-like symptoms and doesn't kill them, whereas a 63-year-old, a 73-year-old, and an 80-year-old get killed or have to go to the hospital for 6 months?
Would you like to ask Dr. Wallach a question but can't call the show? Send us an email at emaildrw@gmail.com. If we use it on the show, we will email back his response. Be sure to include age, height, and weight, as well as conditions that you've been diagnosed with. There's no need to list medications that you are taking. Send it to emaildrw@gmail.com.
We talked to a lot of people here at the Let's Play Doctor Show, and we have found that there are quite a few common threads. One is, the closer a person gets to a big birthday with a zero at the end of it, the more they reflect on the decisions they've made in their lifetime. I probably should never have smoked, they think. Or maybe I should have taken better care of myself. Sometimes we come to these realizations at a much earlier age, too. At whatever age those thoughts cross your mind, you may have a continuing thought of, well, can't do anything about it now. Well, in most cases, Dr. Joel Wallach will tell you that it's almost never too late to start restoring your health. Dr. Wallach tells us that our bodies need all 90 essential nutrients to be healthy, and we're not getting them from our foods, certainly not from discount store vitamins. Another question is, will my insurance cover it? No, it won't, so I guess you just have to lie down and wither away. So I guess you just decided you're going to live the next 15 or 20 or 30 years of your life sick and miserable and in pain because you figure you're just not worth it, huh? Well, we think you are worth it. Are you worth spending the price of a fancy cup of coffee or two every day just to give yourself a shot at living a longer and healthier life? Do you have high blood pressure, arthritis, diabetes, heart disease, or any of 900 other diseases? And did your doctor tell you taking that little prescription drug pill was the answer? Well, Dr. Wallach has given you a chance to make a decision that affects the rest of your life. Call for a free consultation to find out exactly what Dr. Wallach would recommend for your specific situation. Call us at 877-344-1010. What are you waiting for? What does it matter what anybody else says? It's your future that we're talking about. Make that phone call today. There's no obligation. We'll be glad to help you and answer your questions. 877-344-1010. Make that call today. 877-344-1010.
We're back with Lamar Radio Network. Okay, Let's Play Doctor. Phone numbers are 1-877-912-PLAY. It's 1-877-912-7529. Dr. Joel Wallach here for Longevity and the 90 for Life Crusade. I'll give you two more quick comparisons here, then we'll go to callers. Let's compare India to India. India has a total of 10,600,000 infections of the pandemic virus and 152,000 dead. Okay. 95% of the deaths occur in the northern one-third of the population in the northern 9 states. In the southern states, they have 5% of the deaths. In the northern 9 states, they have 86% of the infections and only 14% of the infections in the southern two-thirds of the population. And so what's going on there? Well, in the northern 9 states, they live on nothing but wheat, barley, rye, and oats. In the southern two-thirds, they live on nothing but rice and sweet potatoes and corn. Okay, so those are very homogenous people. They don't have different people like we do here in the States with 6 different races and all that kind of stuff. In India, it's Indians and Indians and Indians and Indians, same religion, same peoples, and they go back to the beginning of time. Okay, and so that's a very classic example. The second one I want to give you is a classic example, okay, of let's go to Guangdong, China, with 113 million people versus the Philippines with 110 million people. Now, the Philippines are almost a state of the United States. They eat a lot like us, wheat, barley, rye, and oats, and that kind of stuff. Whereas Guangdong, China, all they eat is rice and sweet potatoes and beans and maize and so on. Okay, well, in Guangdong, China, it's a state in the southern part of mainland China, they have 2,000 infections and 8 dead. The Philippines have 500,000 infections and 10,000 dead. Is 10,000 dead more than 8? Is 500,000 infections more than 2,000 infections, okay? It's just diet destroys your intestinal lining, the villi. Even if you're supplementing, your efficiency of absorption of the supplements is very low. You can't get the nutrition in your bone marrow. Your bone marrow can't make white blood cells, red blood cells, platelets, and antibodies to protect you, and that's why these people suffer and die. Okay, so I'm urging you to get off all the bad stuff, wheat, butter, rye, and oats. You say, well, can I just have oatmeal for breakfast on Sundays? No. That's just like saying, can I shoot myself in the head just once a week? Don't do it. And then take the 90 essential nutrients right now with this pandemic going on. Get the big hammer in the toolbox, the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack. Use our hand sanitizer, our colloidal silver, and you'll add 25 to 50 healthy years to your life. Okay, Chuck, let's go to California and our friend Madhru. Madhru, you're on the air.
Hi, Dr. Wallach. I have a 48-year-old woman. She's 189 pounds. She's type 2 diabetes. She's anemic, and they found out she's got a tumor about the size of a lemon, and they want to take out her uterus.
Okay, now this tumor, do they think it's cancerous, or is it benign, or do we know?
It's benign.
Okay, so first of all, with this pandemic thing going on, she's already anemic, she's diabetic, both of which are nutritional deficiencies, both of which can be caused by eating gluten, right? And she's overweight, okay? Do you have any idea how tall she is?
She's 5'6", I believe.
Okay, so 5'6". I'd like to see her, you know, weigh maybe 140, 150 pounds. So she's 30, 40 pounds overweight. So she got to get rid of all the bad stuff. No fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no gluten, no wheat, barley, rye, oats. I know you know this, but this is for the rest of our listeners also. Got to get rid of all the bad foods. This is forever, not for just a couple of weeks, not until she feels better. She can't go back to the bad stuff. And then, because she has type 2 diabetes and she's anemic, she got two pre-existing conditions, which put her in grave danger here for getting the pandemic virus. So I would give her two healthy brain and heart packs per month, a full dose of everything twice a day. I'd have her take 2 bottles a month of our sweeties, so you can take 3 sweeties twice a day. She needs to continue taking her blood sugar, and as her blood sugar drops, she can slowly reduce her medication. And she needs to get her MSM. I'd go ahead and get 1 bottle of MSM, so you can take 3 of those twice a day. She also needs to get our glucagel, get 2 bottles of either liquid, take an ounce twice a day, or the capsules, take 5 of those twice a day, either one. Or the, collagen peptide, I'd have her take 1 dose of those a day. Even if she lives in California, the odds are she doesn't get naked and go lay out in the sun, you know, for 4 hours a day. Most people in California and Florida, when they go out in the sun, they sit in the shade, right? So she needs 3 of our vitamin D3 twice a day to make sure she's absorbing the minerals and everything like that. And the odds are that she's anemic because her intestines are in trouble. And she can't absorb iron and B12 and things like that efficiently. So she's really, really, really got to clean up her diet so she can maximize absorption. So her bone marrow will heal and begin to make red blood cells and white blood cells and antibodies and platelets again. Is she getting iron shots or B12 shots to deal with the anemia?
Dr. Wallach will be right back with recommendations on how you can stay healthy. Give him a call, 1-877-912-7529.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Senate has confirmed the first of President Biden's cabinet picks, approving Avril Haines as the Director of National Intelligence. She becomes the first woman to hold that position, which was created following the attacks on September 11th. Haines was approved by an 84-10 vote. The Senate Finance Committee has scheduled a vote on Treasury Secretary nominee Janet Yellen for Friday. She's also expected to be confirmed with bipartisan support. The Biden administration will pause some deportations for 100 days, according to a Department of Homeland Security memo. The order says some deportations will be paused in order to ensure a fair and effective immigration enforcement system focusing on protecting national security, border security, and public safety. The memo does add that the department will continue to enforce our immigration laws. This is USA Radio News. Following the inauguration ceremony, former Vice President Mike Pence headed home to Indiana. Tim Berg has more from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
Former Vice President Mike Pence and his wife Karen are back home in Indiana.
It is great to be back home again.
They both grew emotional speaking to supporters on the tarmac in Columbus, just south of Indianapolis. The former Vice President reflecting upon leaving office.
Having spent time with Americans in virtually every state in the Union, I leave this position more impressed with the American people than when I started.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And Amazon has sent a letter to the White House offering to help with vaccine distribution. Amazon CEO Dave Clark said the company is prepared to leverage their operations, technology, and expertise to help achieve President Biden's goal of administering 100 million vaccines in the first 100 days of his term. There has been, so far, no response from the White House. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
With Let's Play Doctor on the Lamar Radio Network, Dr. Joel Wallach here for Longevity 95 Crusade. We do have lines open. Give us a call toll free, 1-877-912-PLAY. Again, that's toll free, 1-877-912-7529. And Chuck, back to California and Madrew. Well, first of all, our vitamin D3, one is capsules. I personally take three capsules twice a day because I travel a lot on airplanes and they're lighter than the liquids. We do have a liquid called citrus D3. It tastes like lemonade, and little kids love it, okay? And she can either take three spritzes of the citrus D3 twice a day or three capsules of the capsules twice a day. And ours are formulated to be compatible with our formulas. You know, you don't want to be getting vitamins and minerals from 18 different sources, and they don't match and you know, don't support each other and all that kind of stuff. When it comes to this benign... A benign tumor, you say it's the size of an egg?
A lemon.
A lemon, okay. Well, lemon and egg, pretty close, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, is this in her uterus, her breast, her butt, her knee?
Uterus.
Where is it at?
Uterus.
I named four places. Where is it at?
Uterus.
Oh, uterus, okay. Yeah, if they feel it's a benign thing, there's no real rush here. And with all, again, this pandemic, you don't want to be going to a hospital and getting surgery and being in, you know, an emergency room and going under anesthesia. And the doctor just did an autopsy on somebody who died from the pandemic and is going to go do surgery on you. So it's not a good time to do something, especially if it's a benign tumor. I would just leave it there for a while, okay? The odds are it's not going to cause any problems. Did we cover everything for her? Okay, well, thank you, dear. You always do get an A+. Appreciate you. Okay.
Thank you.
You bet. Okay, let's see here. Okay, let's start another one. Let's go to North Dakota and Susie. Susie, you're on the air. How can we help you?
Hi, Dr. Wallach. I have one question for two different people. The first is a young lady, 32 years old.
625 pounds, 5 foot seven and a half. And, she was told she had prion in her body. I don't even know what I'm talking about. I've never heard of it, but she says that it has to do with the proteins. She's not able to use the proteins.
Okay, well, stop. Stop. Okay. What's her symptom? See, when a doctor says, oh, you have prions, that's like saying you have a ghost in your body. Because the doctor doesn't know what her problem is, and so he's telling her she's got prions. It's some mythical thing. Okay, so what are her symptoms? I mean, does she have arthritis? Does she have joint pain? Does she have diarrhea? Does she have constipation? Does she have eczema? What's going on with her?
Okay, it's affecting the nervous system and the brain and causing allergies.
Okay, tell me, there's 1,000 different symptoms you can get by affecting the brain. What are her symptoms?
I've never heard of it, but she like when she eats eggs, it makes her stomach hurt, and she's done that for quite a while. And
okay, stop. Does she have any skin problems? Does she have any eczema, dermatitis, or psoriasis?
Yes, she does.
Okay. Does she have any eczema, dermatitis, or that kind of stuff?
Yes, it's eczema, I think, on her face.
Okay, good.
She's had it for a while.
Does she have any ring in her ears? Does she complain about noise in her ears, tinnitus, or balance problems?
She hasn't said that, no.
Okay. What about bowel problems? Any constipation, diarrhea, diverticulitis, irritable bowel syndrome, celiac disease? We'll be back after these messages.
Are you taking prescription drugs? At best, they're covering up your symptoms. How about trying something that addresses the cause of your problems? Call Dr. Joel Wallach on the Let's Play Doctor Show at 1-877-912-PLAY, 1-877-912-7529.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Let's Play Doctor on the Mar Radio Network. Dr. Joel Wallach here for Longevity, 95 Crusade. We do have lines open. Give us a call toll-free, 1-877-912-PLAGUE, and that's toll-free, 1-877-912-7529. And don't forget, if you need to get a hold of the books and CDs and DVDs for your information, for your family and so forth, if you're going to make them available to your family and friends and church mates as gifts, for various occasions, www.drjwallach.com, www.drjwallach.com. And then very quickly here, I'm going to give you another comparison. Let's compare our state of Louisiana, our Gulf state of Louisiana. It has about 5 million people there in that state, and we're going to compare it to New Zealand, okay, with the Maoris, the indigenous peoples. Okay, they both have about 5 million people. And the Gulf state of Louisiana has 372,000 infections, and New Zealand's have 2,000 infections. So Louisiana has 370,000 more infections than New Zealand has, same population. And Louisiana has 8,000 dead, and New Zealand only has 25 dead. So what's the difference between 25 dead and 8,000 dead? What's the difference between 2,000 infections and 372,000 infections? Well, the difference is the Maoris and the European people, mostly English, okay, down in New Zealand, they live on maize and corn and rice and sweet potatoes, okay? Huh? Whereas in Louisiana, half the population is Latino and black. And they live on wheat, barley, rye, and oats. Flour tortillas, spaghetti, beer, pancakes, waffles, French toast. You got it. Okay, bread, pan, all that kind of stuff. Cerveza, Corona beer. Okay, what can I say? And so it's so dramatic. You compare common populations all over the world, and when you see there's a big difference between 25 dead and 8,000 dead. There's a big difference between 2,000 infections and 372,000 infections. That's because of diet. It's just diet. Their intestines are dead in Louisiana. Their intestines are alive in New Zealand. Their immune systems are dead in Louisiana. Their immune systems are alive in New Zealand. Not because of genetics, not because of race, but because of how they eat. Okay, Chuck, let's go back to North Dakota and Susie. Okay. So at any rate, so I think we stopped with the, let's see, here's with the de-stress capsules, because you got all this brain issue stuff, you said. Got to go with the de-stress capsules, three of those twice a day, and also the Synaptive, three of those twice a day, two bottles a month. And I go with, also, I go with the MSM, three of those twice a day, is one bottle a month. And so that should deal with all of her stuff. But, you know, give us a call every couple of weeks. Let us know how she's doing. You're welcome to call anytime for questions. Anytime she goes to the doctor, and, of course, the doctor, I just love it when they come up with these really weird things that tells you, it translates in English to, I have no earthly idea what you got, but I'm going to give you some weird name you can't find anywhere, so you can't, you know, go against what I'm saying. Okay, it's question number two.
Okay, it's a guy, 5'11 and a half and 165 pounds, 54 years old, and the doctor told him he has cysts on the outside of his kidneys, as big as his kidneys, but they're not cancerous.
Okay, does he have any high blood pressure, diabetes?
Yes, high blood pressure.
Okay. It usually goes along with kidney issues because the kidney will release a hormone called renin, which drives the blood pressure up. Anything going on with his skin or bowels?
He's always had bowels constipation.
Thyroid. Okay, so we're talking about irritable bowel syndrome, IBS, celiac disease, ulcerative colitis, diarrhea, constipation.
Constipation.
Okay. All right. Well, number one, he's a guy that's perfect for the herbal rainforest. I'd get him a couple of bottles of the herbal rainforest a month, so he can take an ounce twice a day, every other day. The herbal rainforest has 13 cleansing herbs and 78 minerals in it. But he also needs, because he's got all this stuff going on with his kidneys and blood pressure, I'd also give him two healthy brain and heart packs per month, a full dose of everything twice a day, two healthy brain and heart packs per month, full dose of everything twice a day. I'd also get him two bottles a month of the Ultimate Daily Classic tablets, so he can take three of those twice a day. They'll support healthy blood pressure and healthy blood flow through the kidneys. And let's see here. I would also throw in the MSM. He needs to go ahead because of the skin issues and bowel issues and everything. I'd go ahead with MSM. He needs two bottles of those a month, so he can take three of those twice a day. Because he has also bowel issues, in addition, to the herbal rainforest. I'd also have them take two or three of our ultimate enzymes, say 5 minutes before each meal with a couple ounces of water, and that'll deal with gas and belching and burping and bloating and belly pain and that kind of stuff. So call me every couple of weeks on these two folks, Susie. We'll walk you guys through this. This is not difficult, but people have to be very persistent, get rid of the bad stuff so she and he can absorb the nutrition. And because if you're taking it and it's all going out in the toilet, you say, well, I took it and it didn't work. Well, you got to give up the wheat brown arachidonose to maximize absorption. It takes anywhere from 2 to 6 weeks for your intestines to heal enough to begin to absorb this stuff. And so they got to get to work here. And that's why people who have all these pre-existing conditions are in trouble when it comes to the pandemic virus, because if you can't absorb nutrition, your bone marrow can't make white blood cells and antibodies and red blood cells and platelets to defend you. That's why 3-year-olds who've only been eating gluten for 3 years have maybe 10% of their intestines damaged, so they only have common cold-like symptoms to the pandemic virus. For people who are 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and they've been eating gluten for 30, 40, 50, 60, 70 years, 98% of their intestines are dead. Their efficiency of absorption is down below 2%. So even if they're supplementing, they're not going to get much. And that's why we have all these various countries that live on rice and various, indigenous peoples and Native Americans and Indian peoples in America who eat rice. They do very well. Okay, many of them still use wood for fuel and for fire and so forth, putting all those wood ash in their gardens. Plus, we have so many of these Native American tribes who supplement with the longevity programs to benefit their immune systems. I mean, we've been talking about this for 50 years. Of course, the book, Let's Play Doctor, the book, Hell's Kitchen, the CD, Hell's Kitchen, the book, Epigenetics, and the CD, the Red Warning Lights. People need to get this information. They will save themselves. They'll add 25 to 50 healthy years of their life. Okay, let's see here. I'm going to go to Hattie in Pennsylvania. Hattie, you're on the air. How can we help you?
Hi, Dr. Blatt. I just love and honor and adore you. Anyway, I'm sitting here with a client.
Woo!
And I thought about you, and I said, I have to call Dr. Wallach. This young man is 65, 66. He's 115.
Okay.
Last year and a half ago, he was an athletic soul. Today, he can barely walk, and no one knows what's wrong with him. So I wanted you to speak with him and find out what's going on.
Okay. Oh, I'm going to speak with him. Okay, good. And what's his name?
My name is David.
David, okay. Have we talked before?
No, it's my first time talking to you.
Okay. So when Hattie says you can't walk, are you paralyzed from your waist down? Are you paralyzed from your neck down?
No, no.
Or are you just painful?
I can move my legs and everything. I just have weakness in both legs.
Okay. And is it from your waist down? What about your arms and shoulders?
My arms and everything is okay.
Okay. So it's from your waist down?
Yes.
Okay. Now, do you have any skin problems, any eczema, dermatitis, or psoriasis?
No.
Okay. Do you have any high blood pressure or diabetes?
No, I do not. I got checked for all these things. And I have celiac disease, but I don't have celiac disease. A doctor, I went to a neurosurgeon, a neurologist. He said he thought GI doctor. He thought I had a celiac disease. He said, no, you don't have that.
Okay, good. All right.
He did an endoscopy and he did a colonoscopy.
Okay, good. So, what we want to do also here, do you have any ringing in your ears, any tinnitus or ringing in your ears?
No, I do not.
Okay, what about balance problems? Any balance problems or dizziness?
Yes, I do. I do have balance problems because when my left leg became weak, I had a hard time balancing.
Yeah.
Which has a problem with me lifting things. I can't lift heavy things anymore right now.
Okay, that's because what's going on. Okay, what about your heart? Do you have any atrial fibrillation, fast heart rate, slow heart rate?
No, they just did a scan on my heart. My primary doctor did a scan on my heart, and it came out normal.
Okay, good. All right. So, anything else going on, or is it just from your waist down?
Waist down and again, like Hattie was saying,
vertigo.
I lost 25 pounds.
Okay. All right, so here's what I want you to do. Give up all the bad stuff, even though they say you don't have gluten.
You found the Let's Play Doctor Show. We're here each weekday afternoon. Phone lines open at 3:40 Eastern, so that's the best time when you should reach out to Dr. Joel Wallach. Call 1-877-912-PLAY, 1-877-912-7529.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial or call 877-878-4203.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. armed forces he commands to help defend the office of the president, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
We're back to Let's Play Doctor on the Mar Radio Network. Dr. Joel Wallach here for Longevity 95 Crusade. And shout back to Hattie and David in Pennsylvania. Okay, so Hattie, what I want David to do is get rid of all the bad food. This is forever, not just for until he feels better. This is forever. It'll add 25 years to his life if he does this, okay? So you got to get rid of all the bad foods. No fried foods, no processed meats, no oils. No gluten, no wheat, butter, rye, no sugar. Anybody who comes to his house is just, you know, eating a spaghetti factory at one of these pancake houses or something like that, or Mexican restaurants. They need to strip down in the front yard and hose them down before you let them in the house so they don't cross-contaminate you, okay? And then, absolutely, I want him to take two. He weighs 115 pounds. Let's go with one of the Healthy Brain and Heart Packs per month, 115 pounds, one Healthy Brain and Heart Pack per month. I want to get another bottle of our selenium. One bottle of our selenium has five cofactors in it, so don't run to Walgreens and buy another bottle of selenium. You want to get our selenium. It has five other cofactors in there. And so I want you to take three of our selenium at breakfast and again at dinner time. One bottle of selenium will come with the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack. Then I want you to get one bottle of our MSMs. You can take three of those twice a day. I want you to get 2 bottles a month of our Pro Joint FX. We can take 3 of those twice a day. I also want you to get 2 bottles a month of our vitamin D3. Take 3 of those twice a day. And you need 2 doses of our collagen a day. So you can either get the liquid, that's a quart twice a day, of the liquid, an ounce twice a day of our glucogel. If you get 2 bottles a month of the glucogel capsule, you can take 5 of those twice a day. And, you know, you might even want to throw in the collagen peptides, which is collagen from fish, poultry, sheep, and beef, and throw a dose of that in the middle of the day. And that's going to give you everything you need to do to regrow disc, cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, and so forth, bones, bone matrix. And if you want to, of course, if you have pain in your hips and joints and knees and so on, shoulders, wherever you might have pain, and because you have vertigo, this is has to do with osteoporosis of the skull. That'll all go away also, okay? Doctors forget that part when you have vertigo, ringing in the ears, and balance problems and those kind of things. Those are all caused by osteoporosis of the skull. You can get the book. It's all in your head and learn about that kind of stuff. But you can use our CM cream and our trauma oil together on your knees and your hips and your back. We have our Soothe FX, which comes from our Hemp FX division. There's no THC in it, so it's for sale in every state and every country. And so I always carry some with me, not because I use it. I don't need it. I'm going on 82 years old here. I've been gluten-free for 73 years. I've been taking the 90 essential nutrients for 73 years. That's a story in itself. Of course, that whole story is in the book, Dead Doctors Don't Lie. And we have a new CD set that goes along with it. Of course, we have the CD, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, in 9 languages. But the new CD set is called Is Your Doctor Killing You? Okay, because of all the things that Johns Hopkins has said about the number 3 cause of death in American hospitals each year. Oh, is medical errors. Okay, medical errors is the number 3 cause of death in American hospitals each year. That's Johns Hopkins, not me. It's that each year in American hospitals, because of just simple medical errors, medical doctors kill is the word they use, kill 251,000 to 440,000 patients in their workplace in hospitals. Now, how many businesses can stay in business if they kill 251,000 to 440,000 customers every year in their workplace? Well, why is it doctors get away with it? Well, because they have insurance. So when the family complains, hey, you killed my husband, well, here's $500,000 from the insurance company. And so mama just be quiet because she gets the $500,000. She sends her kids to college and everybody's happy. Okay, now, if doctor didn't have this kind of insurance to pay off the family, okay, they'd all, be run out of business. Well, thank you, everybody. Great stuff today. Thank you so much, Chuck. Superlative job as usual. God bless each and every one of you. God bless our troops. God bless our Navy SEALs. God bless the American flag. God bless our national anthem. And God bless America.
Program is for informational purposes only. It is assumed the listeners as their own primary health care provider will consult with or refer themselves to a qualified health professional as they deem necessary. Let's Play Doctor is produced live Monday through Friday between 4 and 5 p.m. Eastern. Let's Play Doctor is a copyrighted presentation of and is authorized solely by Lamar Networks Incorporated. For information on the licensing of this program, call Lamar Networks at 877-34-
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.